This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's Hoffman Show right here on the Team 980. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey apps. The youngest in charge, Lenoe Willingham, taking you up to 6:45. Wizards basketball coming your way next. First game out of the All-Star break for the DC family. They're playing host to Giannis Antetokounmpo in the Milwaukee Bucks. We're live out on location at Cap One Arena, Section 106 on the concourse. If you're walking by, feel free to stop by and say hello. We found out a couple of moments ago from Wizards head coach Brian Keefe that Chris Middleton and Marcus Smart would make their Wizards debut tonight. Joining us right now to get the skinny on how that could potentially look is our pal Chase Hughes, who covers the Wizards for the Mighty Metal Sports Network. You can give him a follow on the X app at Chase DC Sports. Happy second half of the season, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. It's good to be back. Just went to San Francisco for All-Star Weekend, then took a little vacation with the family, but I'm back.
I'm about to say, before we get into the hot and heavy stuff, how was San Francisco, Chase? Like, I was telling you before we hopped on, I follow a bunch of different people that were out there. I thought the way that you showed All-Star Weekend was one of my faves. What was the best thing you ate in the Bay Area?
Yeah, I got more content coming. best thing I ate, I would have to say, first of all, the food was amazing.
Yeah.
But they've got this thing on the concourse. It's called Bake Sale Betty's. It's a fried chicken sandwich. And I actually have family in San Francisco, so I've gotten it before. To get it from the actual store, you got to wait around the block in Oakland because they're only open a couple hours a day. But they have it on the concourse, and it's a fried chicken sandwich with a jalapeno slaw on top.
It's
amazing. I had it both nights.
Okay. Awesome. I'm going to have to check that out.
And at the actual store, what they do is they serve it with like a limeade, like a frozen limeade. So it's a spicy sandwich with a frozen limeade.
Compliment
it's a
each other.
Great combo.
It's perfect, man. I'm glad that you're able to enjoy your time out there. I'm glad you're back with us because we got some business to handle. First game out of the All-Star break, I want to start with this. We are going to talk about Chris Middleton and Marcus Smart here in a second. But when you look at the six or seven games that this group played leading into the All-Star break, I think it was a night and day difference from an effort standpoint. Obviously, making shots encourages you to play a little bit better on the defensive end. But what did you see to this from this group prior to the All-Star break that has you confident that they'll be competitive here in the second half of the season?
They were definitely playing better defensively. I mean, they're still 30th in the NBA this year in defensive rating, but in the month of February, they're closer to 20th. So there has been some improvement. The shooting has been the biggest difference, though. A lot of the same shots they were taking all season started to fall. You know, it was about a week before the All-Star break that I did the numbers. The Wizards were 8-7 this season when they won the three-point battle and 1-34 when they didn't. That means when they either made the same amount of threes as the other team or they made fewer threes. So it really comes down to three-point shooting. In this day and age in the league, teams take 40-plus threes per game. So it tends to be the most telling stat in terms of a win or a loss. If you win the three-point battle in the NBA this year, you have a greater than 70% chance of winning that game.
So it kind of shows you, man, when they make shots, they're much better. I continue to believe, and it's one thing that I've gotten frustrated with this group, and it's a young team, so you expect this. You see it throughout the NBA with the other young teams. When shots aren't falling, it's easy to get discouraged and not, you know, rotate as hard on the defensive end, not play as hard when it comes to all-ball defense. I think they've done a really good job of getting that end of the floor to kind of match the offense a little bit, and I know you gave the numbers. It just looks better from the eye test point of view. Jordan Poole is a guy that I wanted to ask you about as well. I have been someone that's tried to come to his defense when last year he was public enemy number one when it came to Wizards fans. In two out of four games before the All-Star break, he had 40-plus points. What are you seeing from him on the floor? And then as a leader, how impressed have you been with how he's been able to kind of take on that role here in the second half?
I've seen him have to navigate some really tough defense recently because obviously he's had a great season so far comparative to the rest of his career. It's his most efficient season. It was just a few weeks ago he was shooting over to 40% from three for the first time in his career. Still career high, although it's fallen down to about 37%. But now teams are really overloading on him defensively, and that's even more so because Kyle Kuzma, who's in the building tonight, now plays for another team. Right. So I think other guys are going to have to step up to try to take some of that pressure off of Jordan Poole. Maybe it's one of the young players. Maybe it's Bilal Coulibaly, or maybe Chris Middleton, who we expect to see tonight. Maybe he could take some of that pressure off because he's long been a really good offensive player, you know, is getting up there in age and coming off two ankle surgeries in the offseason, but the first thing that came back as he's kind of working his way back to midseason shape is the shooting. You know, 40% from three, 51% from the field, shooting career highs. So I think that should help the cause overall.
You mentioned Chris Middleton, him and Marcus Smart, the two veterans that were acquired prior to the trade deadline. I think they're going to have a huge impact on this group on the floor and off the floor. When it comes to on the court tonight, do you anticipate them being in the starting lineup?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would guess that one of them will be in the starting lineup, one of them won't. They're both coming off of injuries, or at least Marcus Smart is, but both of them have had a bit of a layoff, and usually the Wizards like to work guys back in slowly, but you know, given the dynamics of their depth chart, I think Chris Middleton could be in the starting lineup, but we'll have to see. You know, Brian Keefe doesn't divulge that information, so when you find out, I oftentimes find out.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Joined right now by Chase Hughes, who covers the Wizards for the Monumental Sports Network. Give him a follow on the X app at Chase DC Sports. Marcus Smart's impact to me, Chase, that was the trade acquisition that I was like, whoa, they're really getting serious about really finding and establishing that identity on the defensive end of the floor. Former defensive player of the year. We know the grit and toughness that he plays with. In terms of the young pup that he's going to immediately impact, I couldn't help but think of young Bub Carrington. Baltimore tough, a guy that's from this area, been a dog on the AAU circuit for years, but one thing you notice about him, whether the shot's falling or not, he gives it his all on that end of the floor. How do you expect the young pups to be impacted by Marcus Smart, and then what have you seen from Bub defensively?
Well, Marcus Smart obviously has a lot of knowledge to drop on them, even when he's not playing. But if he can get back to something close to the player that he was, and I'm confident that he can, because if you look at the list of his injuries, it's not like he's been working his way back from a catastrophic knee injury or you know, a broken foot or something. It's a lot of little things. I mean, he had like a shoulder injury. Right now it's a finger. You know, he had an illness that kept him out of a few games. It's just been nagging stuff. So, and he's only 30. I think he has a chance to get healthy. And if he does... you know, he does what the Wizards were going to have to go out and acquire at some point, which is stop the ball and play physical perimeter defense. And whenever Malcolm Brogdon's out there, I think the defense looks better. The offense definitely looks better. And now you got two guys that are about the same size that can patrol the perimeter. I think that's going to help not only Bub Carrington, but also, honestly, Alex Saar on the back end, because he's a rim protector, and it's a lot easier to protect the rim if guys aren't coming at you full speed. So in terms of Bub, you know, he's got the right mindset. He's got the right effort level defensively. I think Marcus Smart has been around long enough where he knows the tricks of the trade and can maybe could speed up that development, being like, look, man, I know you're trying hard. I know you're playing hard, but let's play smarter, and here's how you do it.
Exactly. I'm excited to see the impact that both of those two veterans end up having on this basketball team overall. You mentioned Alex Saar. For the first half of the season, I mean, most folks look at him as like the odds-on favorite for Rookie of the Year. Summer League wasn't really good for him, but I think his ability to play make on offense and then the perimeter shooting has been huge. But obviously they brought him here for defense. He's altering shots at a high rate. He's blocking shots at a high rate. In the second half of the season, what does he need to improve on the most?
I'd probably say rebounding. Yeah. You know, that's something that Will Dawkins highlighted going into the season. They wanted to see him improve in. And then they traded Jonas Valanciunas and also Kyle Kuzma. Those were two really good rebounders. I mean, in the case of Valanciunas, he was the best rebounder on the team. Yeah. It was a huge weakness for the Wizards last year. If he's going to play big-time minutes, which I expect his minutes to go up down the stretch of the season, I think he's going to probably have to rebound better for, you know, them to make the defensive improvements that they're trying to make, because Valanciunas was a big loss in that regard, but they have a lot of confidence that Alex Saar could become a type of double-double on a nightly basis type of big man.
One of the young pups that I'm really interested in, and it's a really good young core that they're starting to build here in D.C., Keyshawn George, before the All-Star break, really felt like he was starting to come into his own from a shot-making perspective. We've seen him put the ball on the floor a little bit more. He was somebody that I was honestly skeptical of after watching him in the early portions of this season. Now, as he's got some more opportunities with the minutes being freed up, what are you seeing from him, and what do you expect to see in the second half?
Yeah, finally the shots are falling. I feel like we all knew this would happen because he's been efficient every step of the way, right? He was a 40% three-point shooter last year at Miami, took the majority of his shots from three. Then he was a really good shooter in the summer league, really good in the preseason. I thought he was going to get off to a hot start shooting from three, and he was taking good shots. I mean, he's got great feel for the game, really high basketball IQ, probably one of the highest on the team. Yeah. And the threes just weren't falling for months, but I felt like this was inevitable, that they would start going in. And now he's looking like a pretty impactful young player. I mean, he's been one of the best on-ball defenders the team has had all season. He does a great job of moving the ball within the flow of the offense. He can do a little bit off the dribble. I think that's something he'll have to work on long-term. But the spot-up shooting has always been a trademark of his game. Yeah. And, you know, the mechanics look smooth, and now they're starting to go in. And so I think it makes him a little bit more playable. Not that they were going to, you know, not give him the minutes he's been offered, but I think it allows Brian Keefe to keep him in the game longer, maybe keep him out there to close games. So I think Keyshawn George has a really bright future, and I can tell you what, I hear it from scouts all the time from other teams being like, Keyshawn George is impressive. I know he's the oldest of the young guys, but that guy's got great feel. He's a late bloomer. And people say, you know, around the league feel like he's one of the best athletes on the team too.
Love to hear that, because if this Wizards team is going to accelerate this rebuild. You need some of these young pups to turn into some serious difference makers. Chase, I'll let you go with this. What type of reception are you expecting for Kyle Kuzma here tonight? I'll be honest. I'm going to take the gloves off here. I expect him to get rained with booze.
You think so?
Because of his comments that he made prior to being traded about not wanting to be,
I would say,
give up shots and things of that nature, I think he's going to get booed.
I would say this. Put yourself in his shoes for that situation,
yes.
Right? The team was losing 16 games in a row. Of course he was going to be frustrated. That's the worst that happened when the team was losing 16 straight. I think they did a pretty good job of keeping that locker room intact.
No, they did.
But if I were a Wizards fan looking at Kyle Kuzma, I'd say, look, that trade was great for the organization,
yes.
Right? You move off of Russell Westbrook, you get all those players, and what does Kyle Kuzma do when he comes in? He embraces the situation,
yep.
He gives you three straight career years. So I think if you look at it in totality, Kyle Kuzma had a good time here. Maybe there were fans that were getting frustrated with how things ended.
I'm said fan.
But overall, the big picture was pretty good. You would do that trade over again,
yes.
And you would love to have the production that he provided.
For sure, for sure. Appreciate you giving us some time, Chase, trying to offer us some popcorn live on the air. Look, appreciate you joining us. We look forward to doing it again soon, my man.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That is Chase Hughes, one of the absolute best talking all things Washington Wizards. About 45 minutes away from tip-off, live out here at Capital One Arena. Section 106 on the concourse, getting you geared up for Wizards and Bucks. Kyle Kuzma making his return to Capital One Arena. I expect a rain of boos to come down when he's announced in the Bucks starting lineup. If he is in the Bucks starting lineup here tonight, I'd have to think so. Second out of a back-to-back. Bobby Portis not available for this team for the next 25 games. So we'll see what type of reception he gets. But I'm excited, man. The young Wizards, hopefully they can continue to play the level of ball they were playing going into the All-Star break. Effort and attitude is what I'm looking for from this group. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll take a spin around the association. A lot of big-time performances last night. Who was my favorite? I'll tell you who next here on the Team 980.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.